It's new. It's exciting. It's the sounds of Africa. For the sounds of African music, join me, Sheila Sam, every Tuesday morning from 8 to 9:30, right here on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. From soukous to reggae, some juju, some jazz. From North Africa to South Africa and the African diaspora, I got you covered. Enrich your musical knowledge and taste as you savor the sounds coming from the Sahara right across to the Kalahari, right here on CITR 101.9 Vancouver. Tune in for the unique sounds of Africa. Start your day right with the beat and the rhythm of Africa.
We kick off a bigger show to all of Africa. It is music from South Africa, and that's music from the Soul Brothers. Welcome, everybody, to Sounds of Africa. You're with me, Sheila Sam, and of course, this show, as you know, my dear fans of African music, comes your way every Tuesday morning between 8 and 9:30. Now, I'm going to tell you a little bit about African music and why I totally dig it. Over the past 50 years, South Africa has had a very huge, if not major, impact in the world's popular music. And one of the greatest examples that I can come up with is The Lion Sleeps Tonight, which was originally written by Solomon Linda and made very, very famous by the Tokens in The Lion King. And Miriam Makeba is the queen of African music. She started singing way, way back in the 50s, and she toured all over Europe. And I remember thinking that is quite astounding considering the 50s and the fact that she came from Africa.
Africa and went to a country where literally there were no black people living there. I'm talking about countries like Germany. Germany in the 50s was like, wow, yeah, intense. But yeah, you know, they laid the footprint for all the young people that are singing music in this day and age. So Miriam Makeba's Pata Pata and Huma Sekela's Grazing in the Grass are just a few of South Africa's songs that have become a global hit. And South African style and instruments form a very huge foundation of Paul Simon's hit album, The Graceland, which was huge. I mean, huge in I would say not really mid-80s, because we're looking at 87-ish. That's when that album was huge. And I mean, worldwide. And he toured with the group from South Africa, Ladysmith, Black Mambazo. I'm going to play you one of their tracks a little bit later on. And they don't really need instruments. The harmony in their voices is just amazing, to put it in the least. So 5 minutes past 8 is your time. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM with me, Sheila Sam. Welcome to the show. That first track from the Soul Brothers is titled Ujaheni. I'm staying in South Africa because, hey, the 2010 FIFA World Cup is coming up this Friday. And yes, for the first time, it is actually being hosted by an African country. So I am super proud because I come from the African continent. It's great to have such a huge sport taking place in Africa, where soccer is almost a religion, literally. Actually, you can consider a religion because kids know nothing else, if nothing else, in terms of social play. Football is the one thing that every African country has in common. No matter how poor, no matter how hard times get, kids will always play soccer. So coming up next, music from Lorraine Klaassen, and it's from her album released back in 2008. It's titled Africa Calling, and that's exactly the track I'm going to play for you right about now. Africa is calling, and it is Africa's time to shine.
Watch it. Sounds of Africa with Sheila C. on CRTR 101.9 FM.
De las batallas, no duele el golpe, no existe el miedo. Quítate el polvo, ponte de pie y vuelves al ruedo. Y la presión se siente, espera en ti, tu gente. Ahora vamos por todo, te acompaña la suerte. Samina, mira, Sangalewa, porque esto es África. Samina, mira, porque esto es África. Oye tu Dios y no estarás solo. Llegaste aquí para brillar, lo tienes todo. La hora se acerca, es el momento. Vas a ganar cada batalla, ya lo presiento. Hay que empezar de cero para tocar el cielo. Ahora vamos por todo y todos vamos por ello. Samina, mira, Sangalewa, porque esto es África. Samina, mira, waka, waka, Samina, mira, Sangalewa, anawa. Africa.
I'm way la machoni, biggie biggie mama, one A to Z. My sister sell a machoni, biggie biggie mama, from east to west. My city waka waka my eh, waka waka my eh. Tanga sister, my zimu yeah, 'cause this is Africa.
Africa,
Django, eh, Django, eh, Samina, mina, Sangalewa, Anawa, Django, eh, Django, eh, Samina, mina, Sangalewa, Anawa, Porque esto es África. Porque esto es África.
Love the African beat in their fusion, man, at its best. And that is one of the official songs for the FIFA World Cup by yours truly. And we're talking of none other than Shakira. Very clever that they actually got someone who knows rhythm. No offense to all the other artists, but come on. Alrighty, the music continues. This is CITR Sounds of Africa, giving you nothing but the best of African music and music from the African diaspora. And the show comes your way every Tuesday morning between 8 and 9:30. If you have any comments, please do join the Facebook page. Type in Sounds of Africa Radio Show, and Sounds with a Z at the end. So it's S-O-U-N-D-Z, Sounds of Africa Radio Show. Join the page and leave your comments there. If you want to send a shout out or make any suggestions, you're more than welcome. Alternatively, of course, you can send me your email with your comments or suggestions. It's CITR, Sounds of Africa, one word, at gmail.com. So that's CITR Sounds of Africa at gmail.com. Music continues shortly after this little message here that I have. And I'm sticking to South Africa because we're celebrating the beginning, or shall we say the warm up to the FIFA World Cup? Shall I say? Shall I dare say? I dare say.
CITR loves its friends. Having a Friends of CITR card entitles you to awesome discounts from businesses in your community. Maybe downtown is your stomping ground. Present your CITR card at 212 Productions Limited, Beat Street Records, Woo Vintage Clothing, Hits Boutique, Dream Apparel and Articles for People, Scratch Records, The Fall Tattooing, Flaming Angel Designs, Spank Clothing, Heart and Soul, Pacific Cinematheque, and True Value Vintage, and receive great discounts. So become a CITR member, get a free friends card, and feel the love.
I wanna love you and treat you right.
Spanning over three, four decades, they are called the Mahotella Queens. Bazabuya is the title of that track. You gotta dig these women. Look them up, Mahotella Queens on YouTube. Check out the dance. And these ladies are well into their late 60s, but boy, can they shake the booty. It's all about rhythm, baby. The Mahotella Queens. And back in the 60s, Matlatini and the Mahotella Queens, along with the Mahona Tohle band, invented what they call Mbaqwana. I think it's Mbaqwana or Mbaqwana. An explosive music potion that really, seriously transformed South African sounds. And it is the basis of all South African music to this date. This trio are a living legend, more than just a female choir. They were the crooners, other than
the other half, that is, together they thrilled the global audience. And they had a man who was the lead. Unfortunately, he died. The Matlatinis realized they could never be replaced. By accepting that they were still the queens, they decided to continue. And with each one adding her own magic as a soloist, composer, and performer. While many of their peers have passed on, they face the future boldly. To this day, they are still enjoying kicking some legs. And I'm talking about lifting it like way up there, you know what I mean? Yeah, those are the Mahlatini, and the title of that track is Bazobuya, which means they will come. It was a big hit when it came out. You can find that particular track on a CD titled Celebrate Africa. It's actually one of the best CDs that I've come up with that celebrates African music from the entire continent. You can look it up on www.africancreammusic.co.za. On that album, you've got South Africa, you've got Zambia, you've got DRC, you've got Zimbabwe, you've got Namibia, you've got Cape Verde, you've got Mali, you've got Gabon, you've got South Africa again, you've got Mozambique and South Africa collaboration, you have South Africa, you have Nigeria, Senegal, and Namibia again. And I've just, you know, mentioned the countries in the order of the songs on the album, but it's an absolute fantastic album. So African Cream Music is the website if you want to order yourself one of those CDs, because if you want to brighten up your day, trust me, African music does it. You don't need a coffee, you don't need any other substance, and you stay healthy because you're going to shake your body, buddy, right? 25 minutes past 8 is your time, and you're listening to Sounds of Africa right here on CITR 101.9. I am continuing with my boogie of South Africa because, as I said, that is my theme for today, mostly. Until the top of the hour, 9 o'clock, when I give you news in brief, then we're going to change it up a little bit. But right about now, I'm sticking to South Africa and celebrating the close to the beginning of the FIFA World Cup, which will commence this Friday. Right about now, there's a track titled Bombela, and it's coming from a group called Bologna. I'm going to let you make judgments for yourself, but personally, I totally dig South African music. It's just... I can't describe it. It just brightens your day. You know, if the sun wasn't up, it sure as hell is going to come up for me. You got to dig this. A touch of South African jazz on CITR 101.9.
long a shade. Where we see pooing in a where we fatty long a shade. Where we did Baba in a hometown cafe. Fatty long a shade. Where we see pooing in a where we fatty long a shade. Where we did Baba in a hometown cafe.
In South Africa, music from Kumbula titled Keta. 29 minutes to 9, celebrating the FIFA World Cup. Coming up, 3 days' time, the countdown is on.
Beautiful music coming out of South Africa. Music coming from the group called Kumbula. And Kumbula actually means remember. It's a Zulu word. And I mean, this group is made of four people. And the sound is absolutely a reflection of their heritage. They acknowledge the past, they reach into the future respectfully, challenging tradition. And this is one of the Maskandi sounds of the new millennium. Well, it's not so new anymore, but yeah, you know, you get what I mean. I'm sticking to South Africa, and I'm going to give you something that's a little bit off the wall in terms of what the concept of African music is, because everybody has a certain, you know, when you say African music, everybody thinks of the music that I've been playing so far. But I'm going to give you something out of Africa that's a little bit, well, not a little bit, a lot different. Yeah, it's a lot different, but it's out of Africa. It's by a musician known as Johannes Kekrel, and he's one of the unsung heroes of the anti-apartheid movement. Johannes was a singer and songwriter who used his status as a member of the politically dominant Afrikaner community. Afrikaner is a descent of the Dutch people that migrated to South Africa, and they had this whole supremacy thing going on, and obviously he's one of the people who didn't quite believe in that concept. So he used his politically dominant Afrikaner community to inject subversive social critic into the public sphere. He was born Ralph John Rabie in Johannesburg back in 1960, and Kirkrell worked as a journalist before being fired from his paper for criticizing then-president and apartheid headliner P.W. Botha in his songs. Singing in Afrikaans, which is the language that the Afrikaner used, which is based on Dutch. If you speak Dutch and German, you can actually probably pick out 3 out of 4 words of the Afrikaans language, a language closely related to the Dutch spoken by early white settlers in South Africa. He was popular with often blacklisted on state-run radio station, but he did still achieve some success in Belgium and in the Netherlands, where Dutch and Flemish speakers could understand his lyrics. Kekrel was, as a gay man and political outcast, always struggled to find his place in South African society, but it got a bit too much, and unfortunately he committed suicide in 2002. So I'm going to play one of his songs. It's sung in Afrikaans and Zulu, which are pretty much the two most dominant languages in South Africa. And it offers a critic of South Africa's harsh colonial history from an African perspective. I'll let you listen to it, and do remember, it is still African music. Titled Halala Africa.
Hier nog jong was, en die horizon by tempo, was dit groen hier aan die halfrond, suid van die evennacht, en in die skimmer as die son sak, en die beste luister loop, klink die roepstem van die vrouw. Van die land. Alala, alala, eeuwige songs Afrika. Alala, alala, eeuwige songs Afrika. Kom die skepe uit die weste, wat seile voor die see, om te vraag vir kos en water, en te bly vir soveel meer. En die land wat in tyd op was, die land het ons veruit, vir die ghettos van die stee. Is ons koper draad gegee, en die groot en op gras vlattes spande toe met door en draad, en van die olifant tot die gemsbok, al die dieren moes kom by, voor die macht van die groot wildjagde, voor die macht van sy groot.
There you've had it. You can make your own conclusions. Halala Africa, and that was by Ioannis Karkarel, who is a South African anti-apartheid movement person. It is 9:15 right about now. Coming up in 15 minutes, we have news in brief from the African continent, and I'll give you just a little tidbit on that news in Africa. The first bit is about the Millennium Development Goals that are to be achieved in Africa, according to the African Union. News out of Sahel, some 10 million people in West Africa and East Africa region are reeling from extreme hunger. We've got news from Angola, from Malawi. Malawi's been making headlines for all the wrong reasons in the last couple of weeks in my books. I told you about the story with Madonna, and pretty much this is a continuation of that. Being gay in Malawi is unheard of until this year. And the first couple to have been brave enough to come out had been arrested and imprisoned for 14 years. But there's been a whole humanitarian campaign around that. So they have been released. But I'll give you the full story at 9 o'clock. So stay tuned to Sounds of Africa, because it's all about, you know, what's happening out there. It's good to be in touch with what's happening with the world, not just the developed world, but the developing world, and not just bad news. This is one of the things that I don't like about the media. We don't really take responsibility so much anymore, because it's all about what is going to scare the people the most, that they're going to stay glued to their television, give them headlines that are full of disasters. Fine, we need to be aware of those things, granted, but you know what? We also need to celebrate the positive. That's what balance is all about. I'd like to send a big shout out to all the people that are listening to Sounds of Africa and always tune in. One of them being Mayola in the UK. I say, hey, what's up? And I'd like to send another warm greeting to Tammy Johnson, who is an avid listener and always enjoys African music. And anybody else who would like to say hello, please do join me on Facebook Sounds of Africa Radio Show. Send your shout outs and I'll send them all out over the hot airwaves. Meanwhile, hey, African music continues. I'm going to give you music from Miriam Makeba. As I said, she's one of the huge legends to have come out of Africa. Unfortunately, she passed away, was it this year or last year? I think it was last year, but she was well into her 70s. But she lived a full life, made an impact in the music industry that, you know, it's not about the color, your history, where you come from. It is about, you know, setting your mind to something and sharing it. Forget the boundaries that society sets. If you believe in something passionately, follow your dreams, eventually it will happen, it will work. I mean, she overcame odds, like huge odds, to become one of the names that will be absolutely synonymous with overcoming the apartheid era. And she lived to tell the story. So Miriam Makeba is up next, and her song is titled Orlando. I hope you enjoy this as much as I do. I always enjoyed her music, and I think I will in years to come. So here goes.
Orlando. masi suge kole kwa se kusuga mapepa bati masi suge kole
siye Orlando
chua
siye Orlando
chua
siye Orlando
chua 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 chua
siye Orlando
chua
siye Orlando
chua
siye Orlando
chua 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 na soga isi timela sesi pege Orlando na soga isi timela sesi pege Orlando
siye Orlando
chua
siye Orlando
chua 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 chua
siye Orlando
chua
siye Orlando
chua
siye Orlando
chua chua na soga isi timela sesi pege Orlando na soga isi timela sesi pege
Orlando
siye
Orlando
chua
siye Orlando
chua 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 chua
siye Orlando
chua
siye Orlando
chua
siye Orlando
chua 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 na soga isi timela sesi pege Orlando na soga isi timela sesi pege Orlando
siye Orlando
chua
siye Orlando
chua
siye Orlando
chua 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 chua
siye Orlando
chua
siye
Jibina, and you are listening to Sounds of Africa with Sheila C on CRTR 101.9 FM. You're listening to Sounds of Africa with Sheila C on CRTR 101.9 FM.
Magumbe, magumbe.
Taking it a generation up, still in South Africa, except I've moved from the 70s, 80s, 90s to the new millennium. Know what I mean? It's time to boogie on down, celebrating the World Cup, which is about to begin. 3 days to go. Now, the first match to be played on the 11th, which should be, I don't know, man. The ratings for TVs are going to shoot through the freaking roof, if you ask me. South Africa versus Mexico plays on the 11th of June, 10 a.m. And we have Uruguay versus France at 2:30 p.m. ET. We're going to take this from the top, because I totally dig the song and you gotta dig it too. It's called Magube and it's by Chopper. And it's from an album titled Wagga Wagga. If you wanna party, turn the lights low and turn it up really high. And trust me, you're gonna feel the rhythm.
Magube.
Your feet are gonna wiggle. Your shoulders are gonna start doing the you know what I mean. Sounds of Africa continues.
Eu não sou de quem escandalosa, não me toca assim. Já ouvi dizer da sua besteira. Há mais todo homem que anda atrás da sua tanga. Eu não sou daqui, vagabunda por lá fora. The world is seen, set for the march. All things of the heart. The world is seen, set for the march.
Okay, beautiful music, I gotta say. We are going to finish off this segment of the African music, and that's been playing since 8 until 9. Don't you just dig that? That was music from Chopa. The album's titled Wagga Wagga, and that was released way back when. The title is Magube. Now, Chopa is actually originally from Mozambique, but he started his career and has been based in South Africa. And you can actually tell the difference in the sound, because if you listen to music from Mozambique, you would swear it's actually from Brazil. It's very much in the Brazilian feel. But he's obviously been influenced quite a bit by South African mainstream music right about now. But that was, a great track, Magube. I'm going to give you one last track, a typical South African signature song. And this one is coming from the Soweto Gospel Choir. This group, is huge. And you're going to tell for yourself why they're huge, because their music is beyond original. It's not even just an arch. It's the very soul and reflection of the rhythm of Africa. Gahlulele is the title of this particular track. I'll see you guys on the other side. Actually, no, that's not the one that I wanted to play. There you go.
Ngosiyam ngikhulule kumuntu wenkohliso ongenakulunga nonoba umnyama uhlezi ngawesokunene sikankulunkulu ngoba wena isiphephelo sam lapho kuphila kwango Kulu, ngoba wena uyisiphephelo.
kunen siga nkulu nkulu ngoba wena uyisiphephelo sami lapho kuphela kwangu khona uhlezi ngoba sokunen siga nkulu nkulu ngoba wena uyisiphephelo sami lapho kuphela kwangu khona uhlezi ngoba sokunen siga nkulu nkulu ngoba wena uyisiphephelo sami lapho kuphela kwangu khona
music from the Soweto Gospel Choir. They formed the group in 2002. It was formed by David Mulovedzi and Beverly Breyer. The Soweto Gospel Choir has quickly become one of South Africa's premier choral ensembles, drawing on the best talent from churches in and around Soweto, which is, if you don't know much about South Africa, that's where pretty much the entire black nation of South Africa lived during the entire apartheid era. Of course, now they can move and live where they feel like, as long as you've got the money, like everywhere else in the world. But yeah, everybody, and Soweto is pretty much, it's sad for the majority part, but you know, things are changing. They've changed in the last decade. I mean, hello, they're holding the World Cup now, so things definitely are moving along. The group specializes in emotionally uplifting music, ranging from soaring Africa a cappella to African American spiritual and stirring versions of popular songs. The Soweto Gospel Choir has earned 2 Grammy Awards for Best Traditional World Music Album and performed around the world with artists like Celine Dion, Peter Gabriel, and Josh Groban. So those names are not something you would sneeze at. Ngahlulele, which means redeem me, is a traditional Zulu song that appears on the Soweto Gospel Choir's 2010 release, Grace. It basically means redeem me, Lord, set me free from the deceiver who creeps in like a snake. You're my refuge where I find life. That's pretty much the gist of the song. Right about now, it is 9:02, and it's time to take a look at news in brief from the African continent. Let's see what we have, actually. Yeah. Kicking off, if the Millennium Development Goals are to be achieved in Africa, the African Union must put an end to conflicts in the continent. This was suggested by Yoweri Museveni, who is the president of Tanzania. He made the suggestion last week. Peace is a requisite condition for development, according to... Oh, sorry, my bad. He's not from Tanzania. He's from Uganda. So Yoweri Museveni made that comment, and he's the Ugandan president, who noted in a statement that the thousands of people that are killed and displaced each year because of violence... African leaders have agreed to declare 2010 as the year of peace in Africa. Museveni urged more support to the African Peace Fund. Meanwhile, only 8 African countries reached the target of allotting at least 10% of their budgets to agriculture, according to the 2010 Africa Progress Report. Only Ethiopia, Gambia, Mali, Mozambique, Nigeria, Rwanda, Senegal have surpassed the 6% threshold of agricultural growth set out in the Comprehensive Africa Agriculture Development Program. unveiled on the sidelines of the 45th annual meeting of the African Development Bank. United Nations Chief Ban Ki-moon said Africa was on the right track to achieving the Millennium Development Goals. The continent, however, still needs fair trade practices and stronger democracy. Moving to Sahel, some 10 million people in West Africa's Eastern Sahel region are reeling from extreme hunger due to drought and poor harvests, the World Food Programme has warned. More people from the countryside in the eastern Mali, northern Cameroon, and Chad and Niger are moving into cities to search for food. This statement was issued by the World Food Programme Regional Director for West Africa, Thomas Yanga. Moving to Angola, Angola's planning minister, Ana Dias Lourenço, discussed with a delegation from the Japanese Bank for International Cooperation the prospect of a credit line to fund the textile industry in the African nation. Meanwhile, at least 417 children in the Kapati were due to be immunized against measles between the 29th and the 30th of May. The measure forms part of the wild vaccination program in Kwipungo, Huila. Moving on to Malawi, my home country, and the story of the gay men. Malawian President Bingu wa Mutharika pardoned a gay couple who were sentenced to 14 years in prison for charges of sodomy and indecency following a meeting with UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon. Donors warned Malawi that the jail sentence, which they deemed as a violation of human rights, may affect their assistance to Malawi's budgets. This report was issued by Reuters reporter. U.S. State Secretary Hillary Clinton said she joins President Barack Obama in lauding the movement, which set an example for nations across Africa and the world as they debate laws that criminalize sexual orientation. Meanwhile, Malawi intends to roll out the World Health Organization's new guidelines on starting an antiretroviral for HIV-positive people sooner by mid-2011. Malawi is one of three African nations that has carried out World Health Organization-backed feasibility studies to evaluate the impact of the new guidelines once they are adopted. The study found that the number of people on treatment would increase by about 50%, doubling the cost of the national ARV program. Moving on to Botswana, an increase in diamond prices will drive a 4.5% economic growth in Botswana this year and a 5% growth in 2011. About 40% of Botswana's output comes from diamond revenue. Charles Tibon, Botswana's finance minister, said that the country is diversifying its economy to move towards financial services, agriculture, and energy for export. Meanwhile, the International Monetary Fund said that a slower-than-expected recovery in diamond demand may exacerbate Botswana's fiscal external deficits. Still in Botswana, the African nation also needs to address high unemployment, HIV/AIDS prevalence, and income inequality, the fund had added. Moving to Burundi, five opposition candidates said on June 1st they had drawn from Burundi's 28th presidential election, saying that the polls will be manipulated. The opposition candidates have alleged that the Electoral Commission is failing to thwart rigging of last week's district elections. Election observers from the European Union say the district polls met international standards. In Egypt, Egypt and Serbia conducted a two-day meeting to set up institutional frameworks to improve economic cooperation between the two nations. Serbia and Egyptian businessmen discussed cooperation in areas of agriculture, privatization, medicine, pharmacology and aviation during the meeting, which ran between May the 27th and the 28th. In Ethiopia, Ethiopia has denied claims that a rebel group has taken control of a gas field in Ogaden. The gas field is being explored by Malaysian state oil firm Petronas and Vancouver-based Africa Oil Corp. The Ogaden National Liberation Front said in a statement that it is now in control of Hilala fields in eastern Ogaden. The group is simply fabricating stories, Ethiopian government head of information Bereket Simon told Reuters. Moving on to Ghana, some $2.3 billion annually is required over 10 years to cover Ghana's infrastructure needs. Projects in the energy sector account for more than half of this figure, according to the Africa Infrastructure Country Diagnostic 2010 report. The nation spends $1.2 billion each year for infrastructure projects. In Guinea, an election observation mission of the European Union is being deployed for Guinea's presidential elections slated for June the 27th. The mission will be spearheaded by Alexander Lambsdorff, member of the European Parliament. The European Commission has made available more than €4.3 million, the equivalent of $5.2 million, for this mission. That's all I had for you in the news in brief coming from the African continent. We continue with music from the African continent right about now coming up. First, music from Senegal, funny enough, paying tribute to Jamaican artist who needs no introduction because he is the president of reggae. We're talking of none other than Bob Marley. The song is sung by none other than Youssou N'Dour. So, and it does feature a Jamaican poet by the name of Muta Baruka.
People come out to hear Marley's song play. In the market, his music play all day. Marley was a young soul who floated away. He showed the world the route to reggae. One love, no woman, no cry. Send up Africa, unite. The Rasta man, he was a really good man. Give thanks to the one who gave the world Marley. Give thanks to the one who gave us Bob Marley. He never intended to go away. Before he did, he had a lot to say. One love, no woman, no cry. Send up Africa, unite. The Rasta man, he was a really good man. La musique de Marley m'a bien inspiré. Du Brésil, Australie et même Bombay. Les Africains, Indiens, Portugais, ils aiment le one drop dans le roots reggae. Is his love, Jaliva, natural mystic. Babylon system, fire exodus. We will be forever loving your dance and music. The Rasta man, he was a really good man.
Them say Marley gone. When gone?
When gone?
Marley never left we. He mean we had some mind. Him work will never disappear. He was a brown man who fight for the black cause. He help liberate Zimbabwe. He make Manley and Siaga shake hand. He spend him life living where he believe. Him live for peace with the power of Emperor Elias the First. And in spite of many threats of violence, him dead in a Miami away from the violence. Him words was clear to everyone. Now we listen to him song. Like hymns we sing them. Like psalms we repeat them. Marley gone. Awem gone.
Awem gone.
Marley never left. He mean our hearts and our minds.
Pendant sous Zimbabwe, Dornity, territoire, Nati, Modubul, Manley, Aksiga,
ngam yeppal def ko nek ci ngam dox jam ji teul sala fu ñum nek ci gën ko te ay vital taxul mu taw ñami la ko yalla momé jëf ci tan ni man taxir bare wax ci tan ni man ta baña fen dinam yeb dekina way tanu la dara bu fi ne dara bu fi ne mbiram bu fi ne daram bu fi ne wolu na la male ma su ko
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm your DJ.
Africa rising, Angelique Kidjo, shining like a sun ray.
From Benin's Angelique Kidjo featuring Bono and John Legend. Talk about music fusion. That is featured on...
Don't
get too excited. That song is actually featured on the FIFA 2010 CD compilation, which has got a staggering amount of talent. It's overwhelming, and I hope that it does well because the money raised from the sales of the album will go to funding a program that will create football fields for children in Africa to train in football, which makes sense. Music continues. You've just heard two tracks there, one coming from Angelique Kidjo and the one before that from Senegal's Youssou N'Dour, featuring Moussa Barouka, paying tribute to Bob Marley. 20 minutes past 9 is your time. You're in tune to CITR Sounds of Africa. I've got time for just about one or two more songs, but you know what? We cannot, and I repeat, cannot finish this program without this song. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, FIFA, hello, it's coming up. This is the Coca-Cola official song for the 2010 FIFA World Cup. Remix version, waving flag, baby. CITR 101.9.
Accept no defeat, surrender, retreat. We struggling, fighting to Egypt, wondering when we'll be free. So patiently wait for that fateful day. It's not far away, but for now we say,
when I get older, I will be stronger. They'll call me freedom, just like a wave flag, and then it goes back, and then it goes back, and then it goes back.
Many wars, settling scores, bringing us promises, leaving us poor. I heard them say, love is the way, love is the answer, that's what they say. But look how they treat us, make us believers. We fight their battles, then they deceive us, try to control us, they couldn't hold us, cause we just move forward like buffalo soldiers. Fighting to eat,
and we wondering
when we'll be free. Patiently wait for that fateful day. It's not far away.
Strength, dignity, respect, beauty, self-worth, safety, confidence, choice, hope. The Beauty Night Society is a registered charity dedicated to helping marginalized women introduce trust, hope, and self-esteem into their lives.
Through its popular makeover program, the Beauty Night Society has touched the lives of thousands and reintroduced a healthy touch to the lives of vulnerable women throughout British Columbia, creating real life makeovers.
Please visit www.beautynight.org for information on programs and on how to help. Beauty Night, because dignity is beautiful.
I think I was blind before I met you.
You're listening.
Yeah. Come.
Sometimes I'm noble. I'm from the most risky zone. Oh, no place is more shifty global. More pistols, Russian revolvers. We shooting all that is normal. But it ain't just because we want to. We ain't got nowhere we can run to. Somebody please press the undo. They only teach us the things the guns do.
Grown and sexy, come with the extra. Crushed up linen, fly like Cessna. This type grew, I gave it birth. Now it's time again to give it a verse. Jamaican born, not a fan of the ganja. Clear vibe, Brooklyn to Somalia. Get them goes in the background. Player, that is my sound. The green doesn't symbolize I made it on the top. Pioneer legend, and they call me Mr. Rock. No B word or N word, I don't need those words. Respect for hers. The game dried up, so we coming to Greece. Leading you right and treating you right, so peace.
Essential. Fight with guns or utensils. So poor, nothing's confidential. Breakfast was not continental. And lunch could not complement all. We still become competent souls. These streets ain't paved with no gold. Matter of fact, someone stole the light pole. Nobody fat enough for light pole. They don't teach us to read and write, so
they don't teach us the ABCs. We play on
back music coming from K9. There was ABCs featuring Chubb Rock, and the one before that it was Waving Flag, the remix. It is 28 minutes past 9. We have two more minutes. Coming up next, of course, is Bryce Dunn with Third Time's a Charm from 9:30, carrying you right on up to 11:30. But I'm going to say I loved you. I'm going to leave you. I hope you had as much fun as I did. Until next week, please be good. God bless. And yeah, celebrate life, man. Life is too short. I am going to be celebrating my birthday this weekend on the 13th of June. So until next week, I'm going to come back wiser and hit you with a double whammy of fantastic music. I'm going to leave you with a track coming from the Nigerian boys, and they are brothers. They're called P Square because both their names start with the P. The track is titled Break It, coming from their 2009 September release album Danger. Until then, be good. Take care and live life to the fullest.
Break it! Okay? Go! We know what to do!
Just like that.
We about to take it to the dance
just
floor.
Like that.
This is danger!
Danger!
Bitch, where?